This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We're ranting today, Mary Goulet. We're ranting. Ranting is always good.
So walk in a bad mood?
No, not that kind of rant. Although I should, that's a better idea. From now on for the rant, I'm just going to actually come in a bad mood. I'm just going to start like really picking things apart. How about that? What do you think about that for a plan?
Yeah, like Felix just did to me.
Like Felix just did to you. Hey, yo, Mary.
I gotta talk to you. I'm like, jeez, dude.
We need to have a conversation.
Yeah. And I saw that you and Rich did not protect me or back me. You guys were like, we hear nothing.
You know what? At that point, I was just kind of like, look, if No Nick Nicky is going to say there's something going on that we need to be talking about, I'm thinking like I'm going to get I was going to go get the bat.
Protect yourself. No. Not me.
It's called loyalty. And yeah, my loyalty is to Mary Goulet. So if No Nick Nicky's got an issue, the bat, I was going to grab that. All right. So lots of interesting things going on in the world. Not the least of which evidently is how about this? Do you guys, I tell you, I have never felt so old in my entire life than I feel right about now. Do you see this whole damn Daniel thing? Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? My kids have been walking around saying this whole damn Daniel thing.
Yeah, it was a video.
I have never felt so old in my entire life. For a week and a half, the kids have been walking around going, damn Daniel. I was like, what in the hell are they talking about? So 6 months after it happened, I finally got wind of what it is, because that's about how it works.
Because I would say that was a while ago.
Yeah, I'm like 6 months late, I think, for most things here. So evidently, there is this guy who, Joshua Holtz, I think is his name. He was just basically doing videos of, I think they're in high school.
Yeah.
So it's a high school thing. And this one kid evidently had like this really big shoe collection. And so he would come to school all the time with a different pair of shoes on. And he'd be like, damn, Daniel, like talking about his shoes. And that's all the videos were. Like it was a Snapchat thing.
They were on Ellen.
They were on Ellen, too?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I am so... You would think, like, you doing this old radio stuff... Well, not only am I old, but you would think I should pay more attention. But it's, like, ridiculous. I mean, Rich, you knew about this.
Oh, yeah. He's a shoe head.
And it's just the stupidest thing. It's like, damn, Daniel. And so, like, 500,000 people have liked this on Twitter. It's, like, millions of views on Snapchat and whatnot. I swear to God, I have never felt so old my entire life. And my kids have been walking around. Like, I even asked them, and they wouldn't tell me. That's the worst part about the whole thing.
That's hilarious.
They're like, no, you're too old to know. And so, like, they wouldn't even clue me in.
What'd you do, Google it?
I was going to say, did you just Google it?
I finally looked it up, and I was like, damn, Daniel. I was like, okay, that's kind of funny.
But, so now you're saying it? You're walking around the house saying it now?
Now I'm saying it to all the... And I'm like, damn, Isaiah. So that's like, damn, Xavier. So evidently, this guy ended up with a shoe deal, which is pretty cool because I guess part of the things that like he's super famous for, I guess, are these white Vans shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's the thing. So Vans actually hooked him up with a shoe deal. So it's funny because I've been talking about this for a long time. And Rich, I know you've been talking about this as well, but old media is just dying. I mean, it is just dying on the vine. I mean, think about how many shows right now. Think about all the cable shows. How many cable shows are getting 500,000 views?
Mm.
I mean, forget about whatever they do online. I'm just talking about like in terms of eyeballs on the show.
Not many.
Not many, right?
Not many.
Not many. I mean, maybe like...
Not with how many there are, percentage-wise,
right?
For sure.
Well, that's what I've always said about radio. I believe that like 99% of all radio goes unheard. I mean, when you come right down to it, because there are so many channels, there are so many shows, I think the large majority of radio goes unheard. So probably the same thing in cable, right? I mean, probably the same thing. So many channels. I bet you 99% of the stuff that airs And those people are so full of shit. Because they go, we're being broadcast in 68 million households. Yes, but two of them are actually watching.
Exactly.
That doesn't count. You can't sell ads based on the fact that...
The reach. Not the actual viewership. Okay, so did you guys, on the news this morning, there was a kid in high school. It was at the talent show. He had no talent.
This is the bottle of water thing.
Bottle of water.
I saw that.
Yes. So you're not that old.
No, because I saw the damn Daniel thing as a link from that. That's how I was like, I'm
going to
click that.
It.
I totally stumbled across it. Was that whole thing staged? All right. For those who don't know, pretty interesting. There's a talent show, high school, whatnot. Dude's playing like some crazy rap music or whatever, some funky electronic music, whatnot. He's just kind of walking around the stage. He's got this bottle of water in his hand, takes the bottle of water, flips it upside down, it lands, and just stands straight up on the table.
Right.
Crowd goes nuts. I mean, like,
crazy
screaming,
bonkers.
Crazy.
Yeah. So now.
And that was Porsche's friend, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So with that said, now he's on TV shows. He goes, I hope I can get on Ellen because I love her. He said that.
That's all it takes.
Right?
I hope we can get on Ellen because we love her.
Right? Really do.
Here's what my suggestion is to all these people that do something that just spikes them up, like the Chewbacca lady.
What the hell is that? All I keep hearing about.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
There's like oh,
it's hilarious.
I am so out of it. There's like a Chewbacca mask or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Joel Comm even has already done an article in Inc. about it.
The Chewbacca mask.
Yeah, and yes. Kohl's showed up at her house with a bunch of stuff, too.
Jesus, what is
she
the
got
story?
A Kohl's deal.
What is the story?
She found the mask.
She unboxed.
No, you tell the first part.
So she's sitting in the car, and she's like, oh, I'm so excited. And, one of those whole, my kids are going to try to confiscate it. They're going to take it in the room. And she hasn't said anything yet, right? It's, like, out of the screen. And then she's going to do this unboxing. She's like, oh, my gosh. And then she takes it out and puts it on. But when you open the mask, it does the, whatever that, I'm blanking on how you do it. Right? And then, her laugh is so awesome and so infectious that it's, every time she starts laughing, you hear it like a little delay behind it, the Chewbacca sound. She's like, that's not me, that's the mask, look. It blew
hilarious.
Up.
It's hilarious.
All right, you'll have to bring that up so you can show me, Rich.
This is what they need to do.
Please.
Make sure you have something to monetize your sudden appearance on media, especially TV.
Well, now there's a richism right there because, like, that's right? What you've been talking about for a long time. And it's like these.
Okay, so the Vans kid, Daniel, he got a shoe deal.
Damn, Daniel.
Exactly. Chewbacca lady might be able to white label those masks.
Was this something she made or
it was unboxing. She couldn't even leave the parking lot. She was so excited to get that mask.
She just went to the store and bought a Halloween mask.
And she used.
It's a Halloween mask.
Yes.
And that's all it is.
Yep.
In May.
Yep.
In May, she's buying Halloween masks.
Yes.
Okay, so she's clearly Jewish.
Chewbacca was trendy.
She's clearly Jewish. She's of my tribe. Clearly of my tribe. Because the only people who buy Halloween masks
the smart
in May.
Part of your tribe.
Well,
it's like the Christmas ornaments. The only time you buy Christmas shit is like after New Year's.
I don't know if Star Wars is ever discounted, though. That's the only thing.
I don't know, man. Who buys a Halloween mask in May? So evidently she's just going around. She's this whole people are just cracking up.
And she put it on her Facebook or something, and so everybody else.
It was Facebook Live.
It was Facebook Live, so everybody else started sharing it, and it just blew up.
Oh God! So all right. So and Ellen is having her on the show.
I don't
know. So basically,
I haven't heard that yet, but she probably will.
I was going to say, just like Ellen is sort of like the wasteland for like new media stars, basically.
Yes.
So this whole water bottle thing. Evidently, there's a trick to it. Like, there's a way you can do it. Did you read what the way is?
No.
So, obviously, you can see how our education system
is
doing.
It's like this much water in it. Third of a bottle.
This is how much time, evidently, we're giving our kids in high school to not focus on their studies. Because, clearly, he figured out that if you have, 6.2 ounces in a 12-ounce bottle and you flip it up, then it will land square every single time. So it's kind of funny that way, man. But I don't know. Have you done that? Have you done the water bottle flip thing?
I would do it and just land it on my hand, but that's like cheating because I can move my hand.
You just move it up. I know. Right?
So this morning on Fox 5, Raul tried to do it. So they threw him a bottle of water on set. He kept doing it, kept goofing it up like 10 times, and then finally
And then finally he did it.
Yeah.
And he probably just didn't see. He just didn't measure it
out
right.
But he's not going to be on Ellen for that.
Well, but he's got his own TV show, so he can do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but,
right.
All right. So here's what I know. This whole sort of phenomenon around new media and getting to the point where, like, literally folks from just, like, the unknown land. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about us is what I'm saying is, like, the days of folks tuning in for a particular show, certainly watching commercials, right? I mean, with DVRs and TiVos and whatever else, the number of commercials being watched are just so few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these advertisers going to throw their money, right? I mean, because they don't have anywhere to put their... Yeah. Well, that's the thing, right?
That's what we're trying to pitch.
It's all about a tribe. It's all about this following because right now, I mean, we literally are the media. Like, Mary Goulet, you are the media. Now, you may not have CBS-type reach, right, where you're in 69 billion households, but for your 690 followers or whatever it is, you're the media, right?
Yep.
And it's like with Rich, you know, with your 10,000, whatever the numbers are, right, it's like micro-channels.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have, like, our little micro-channels, and literally— We are becoming the new media, so that's pretty cool here. And I got to tell you, I'm thinking at this point we got to figure out how to have damn Daniel on the show because if Ellen can have him, we should be able to have him on.
There
All
you
right,
go.
Very cool, guys. We got a whole bunch of fun stuff lined up here. This is The Rant on Reimagined Radio. We'll talk to you guys next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.